worship experience as we're now 2 weeks into the new year. So I believe you're getting your year started off right by being here at church. We talk a lot about also being in your Bible daily. And Ron encouraged us a few weeks ago to either print off or download, if you use the Bible app, a daily reading plan. So I've decided to do that, to be reading my Bible entirely through in the year. And so I want to, the sermon today is about encouragement, but I want to encourage you today to do that. If you haven't started yet, that's okay. You can start today. And it's really easy. Actually, in about 15 to 20 minutes a day, it really doesn't take that long, about 15 to 20 minutes a day, you can read totally, completely through your Bible in 1 year. Now, a lot of people, the first thing they say is, I don't have time to read the Bible. I would love to, but I really don't have time to. Well, for most of us, our Netflix browsing history would suggest otherwise. We really do have a lot of time. It's just making it a priority. So we'll be encouraging you all through the year to make that a priority in your life. I heard about a guy that said that he really wanted to have more encouragement in his life, and he thought that reading his Bible would be a great way to begin that. So he decided one day, he said, you know, I'm just going to start reading my Bible. So he opened his Bible and just kind of picked a random spot and read, and it said, and Judas wept bitterly and went out and hung himself. He thought, man, I was looking for some encouragement. That's not very encouraging. I better read something else. So he flipped back a few pages and went, and Jesus said, go and do thou likewise. So we just pray and go home now, because we encourage you to have a Bible reading plan so that maybe that doesn't happen to you. Don't take verse and verse and then apply them together, because that'll be a little rough for you. But before we get started anymore, I want to remind parents and students that today at 3:30 we'll have a meeting about our upcoming mission trip this summer, an interest meeting. So if you have any level of interest at all in going on a summer mission trip, be here at 3:30 today in our brand new conference room. When you walk down the hall, to the bathrooms are to your right. If you look to your left and the first door down that hallway to your right, there's our brand new conference room. It was a junk room previous 2 weeks ago, but Miss Bobby worked tirelessly getting all that cleaned out. So thank you, Miss Bobby. She painted it. We have a nice conference table set up, very nice. So we will christen that room this evening with a meeting. And then at 5 o'clock this evening, students be here for a brand new series called Close at 5 o'clock in the student annex. So as we talk about encouraging one another, that's what we need, because we are constantly surrounded by negativity in our lives. We are really in a chronically negative world. All around us, we see so much discouragement again and again, so much negativity. And it starts really early in life. You may remember back when you sent your kids to school, or they started a sports team, and they maybe came back the first time and they were discouraged because maybe they didn't get picked first, or maybe they felt left out in certain ways. They think automatically, I'm not good enough. Then they're not in the advanced class, so they feel then that they're just average. Then somebody makes fun of them for being different, and they feel even more alone. Then today we have social media. I'll tell you what, I would hate to be a 14-year-old nowadays, because you take a selfie, you take a picture, you upload on Instagram, and what does the rest of your day consisted of? You look and see how many likes that picture has, and then you compare it to someone else's picture to see if you have more likes than that person has likes. Back in my day, you just kind of felt like you weren't so popular. Today, we have cold, hard data to prove if you're not very popular because of Instagram and Facebook likes. We're constantly surrounded by negativity. It's very discouraging. Then you grow up in the real world. You go to work on a project, and your boss says that wasn't quite as good as he hoped it would be. Then you come home, and your spouse starts picking on you. You have a holiday dinner with the in-laws, and they tell you they don't like how you're raising your children. And then your children agree with them that they don't like how you're raising your children. You're constantly surrounded by negativity. Then you get a new shirt or a new pair of pants, and you think, man, I look good in this. I feel great. And you go out, and you're ready just to conquer the world. And someone says, are those new pants? You say, well, actually, yeah, thank you. Yeah, they are. And they say, oh. That's it? No. Oh, or oh, just, oh. And you're like, what does that mean? We're constantly surrounded by negativity because we pick apart every little piece of our day. Then you go on social media and you see that one of your friends is on their second vacation of the year. And then you wonder, why can't I do that? I work just as hard as they do. Or you see a friend that's on a date at a fancy restaurant and you think, man, I went to McDonald's last night, or I'm eating bologna and cheese tonight. Why? We're constantly surrounded if we consume ourselves with things of negativity. It's amazing how we can go through what seems to be a normal day and experience so many voices of discouragement all around us. Well, in a world that's filled with negativity, we're focusing on God's Word to renew our minds, to help us to stay positive. Today, I want to talk to you about something I believe that God can stir within our hearts and all of the followers of Jesus here. I believe that God is calling you today to be an encourager. Our God is calling you to be an encourager, to build others up in a world that is constantly negative, in a world that is constantly tearing us down. I believe that God is calling us to encourage each other and to build others up. In fact, today I want to suggest to you that one of the most spiritual things that you can do, church, is to be an encourager, to build others up. I want to tell you why I believe this is true. If you're taking notes, this will be in your program is off you on the screen. You can pull up your YouVersion app. Your notes will be there as well if you just search for this location. Here's the main thought for our message today. We need to understand that our God is an encouraging God. Not this negative killjoy that people think that they know who God is. Not some guy that says, you're never allowed to have any fun. You're not allowed to do that. Some God that's constantly judging us. Some God that's constantly pointing his holy, righteous finger down at us, telling us what's wrong. No, that's not the God that we serve. Now, there's a time and place for judgment. There's a time and place for correction. But our God is an encouraging God. If we're to reflect the nature of God, then we need to understand that our God wants us to be encouraging. In fact, we can look at the words of Paul in 2 Corinthians 7, starting in verse 5. It says this. Now here we're going to say the Apostle Paul, he's talking to the Corinthians, and here's what he has to say about God. He says this. When we arrived in Macedonia, there was no rest for us. How many of you feel like that right now? There is just no rest. You're just constantly on the go. You can't find any rest at all. Well, Paul says, when we arrived, there was no rest for us. He says, we face conflict from every direction, with battles on the outside and fears on the inside. He says, we had conflicts on the outside and fears on the inside. That really describes a lot of our lives today, doesn't it? There's so many battles going on. So many people saying, I didn't expect that. I didn't think that was going to happen that way. I didn't see that coming. I'm afraid of what's going to happen next. I've got anxiety inside. I've got battles on the outside and fears on the inside. Well, in verse 6, he says something very significant. He says two words. He says, but God. Everybody say that with me. But God. I want to tell you today, before I go any further, the next time that the enemy, you feel like you are just getting thrown from side to side, you've got conflicts on the outside, you've got fears on the inside, and you feel like there's just no way out of what you're facing. You feel like you are just absolutely at the end of your rope. You think, I never thought this would happen to me. I never thought that I would be facing this. I never thought that I would have to deal with this. And you feel like you're at the very end. I want you to remember two little words that have incredible power and incredible potential. Those two words are, but God. So much power can be packed into those two little words, because you insert God into your situation, and I can't even tell you the incredible things that can happen then. Paul says, we were thrown from side to side. I had battles. I had conflicts everywhere. I had fears inside. I thought there was no way out, but God, who encourages those who are discouraged, encouraged us by the arrival of Titus. He says, God who encourages those who are discouraged. I hope today, if you walked in here and you feel discouraged, if you're hurting, if you don't know which way to go, if you're facing decisions that you never thought you would have to face, and you're wondering, what should I do? Which way am I going to go? I'm at this incredible crossroads in my life where I have to make a decision. Maybe it's challenges at home. Maybe it's a challenge at work. Something in a relationship. Maybe you've got financial challenges. Maybe it's a health concern. Maybe you're just hurting in general. You feel so discouraged. You've got conflict on the outside, and you've got fear on the inside. I want to tell you today, church, that we have a God who loves to encourage the discouraged. How did God encourage Paul? He just simply sent a dude to him named Titus. That was the encouragement that he needed. He just needed someone to come alongside of him and just give him those words to keep on going. Paul says, I was discouraged, but God, who loves to encourage the discouraged, sent my friend Titus. It can be just as simple as that. Here's great news. When you have eyes to see spiritual things, you can take what others might consider coincidence, and you can say, no, there's no way that was a coincidence. That was my God, because my God loves me, and my God cares, and my God loves to encourage me. And God can send something even very, very small to encourage you and to help you to continue. Our God loves to encourage those who are discouraged. In fact, today I want to just simply encourage you to be an encourager, because you have no idea what just a simple word, a nice word that you can say to someone, what a difference that can make. Have you ever met someone and then maybe it was a few weeks until you saw them again, but then just ran back into them and just somehow by a miracle you remembered their name? Have you ever experienced that? I'm horrible with names. It takes me forever to remember someone's name. So if I ever call some of you a name for 3 years and some of us still can't get your name right, don't take it personal. That's just the way my brain is just on overload all the time. But you ever met saw that person again, you remember their name, and it just like shocked them. They just couldn't believe that you remembered their name. Just simply, just that little act encouraged them. Well, I guarantee if you have eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to receive, that you'll receive encouragement from God. Even in the smallest things, it's not coincidence. Our God cares, our God loves us, and He loves to encourage us. We serve a God who encourages those who are discouraged, and therefore one of the most spiritual things that I believe we can do to be like God is to be a voice of encouragement in a world full of discouragement and a world full of hurtful voices. For this week of Stay Positive, I want to give you three of the most spiritual things that I believe you can do to be an encourager. Three of the most spiritual ways that you can make a difference starting today, starting this week, starting tomorrow when you have to clock in at work and you don't feel like it. Tomorrow when you have to see that person that just really grates on your nerves and you just don't think you can take it one more day. Tomorrow, whenever you have to answer that dreaded phone call because you're expecting the doctor's office to call any day now. These are three ways that you can make a difference starting today. The first one is this. I want to encourage you to encourage others daily. Just encourage others daily. Because the voices of discouragement are so real and they're so constant. They are all around us. You do something and someone says, that really wasn't that good. You come home and you hear, you left the dishes out again. That really wasn't very good. You come home and your spouse tells you, why can't we afford that? Why can't we go there? There's just not enough of you to go around. You're not good enough. You're going to be discouraged all the time because if you look at others and you compare yourself, you're going to say, well, I'm not good enough. I'm not attractive enough. I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. I'm too tall. I'm too short. I'm not smart enough. You can convince yourself of all kinds of things that are not true because there are constantly voices of discouragement all around us. And eventually, you start saying all this stuff to yourself. Your internal dialogue even convinces you of all of those things. Can I suggest that maybe if you feel like you need encouragement, those around you are in the same boat? And if you would love for someone to give you a kind word, if you would love for someone to encourage you, maybe the very first step to getting that way is to share that word of encouragement with them. I'm going to switch gears here just a little bit and show you a clip. This movie was on yesterday, and I thought, this is incredible. I can't believe that this is what I was looking for. Now, this is a movie from my childhood. This came out in 1996. So, just to date myself a little bit, I was I was in first grade. Yeah, feel sorry for me, right? I was in first grade when this movie came out. And in this movie, the evil principal, Mrs. Trunchbull, she's so evil, and she tortures the children at the school. This poor little boy named Bruce, she accuses him of sneaking in the school cafeteria and eating her chocolate cake. She says it was the most scrumptious cake on the face of the planet. So she brings him in front of the whole school, and she sets him down, and she gives him a slice of cake. And the kids are like, don't eat it, it's poisoned. Don't eat it. Don't eat it, Bruce, don't eat it. But she forces him, because she has this big stick, and she hits the kids with it, and she makes him eat this piece of cake. And once he eats that piece of cake, she says, was that good? And he says, yes, ma'am, that was. And she says, good. And the cook brings out this huge cake and sets it down in front of him, and she says, you are not allowed to get up until you eat every last bite of this cake. And Bruce is starting to feel the pain, and that's where our story picks up.
He's going to puke. I can't look. Is he going to puke?
Without a doubt.
Bruce looks real bad.
Give up.
Didn't expect to see that when you came to church today, did you? Now, that's a humorous way of looking at it, but think about it. The people that are around us, if they look like they're just about to fall over, not necessarily physically all the time, but they just look drained. They're just constantly down all the time. Can I encourage you today? Don't tear them down like our culture says it's cool to do. Don't tear them down like our culture says constantly just do that, because if someone's down, kick them while they're there and they can boost yourself up. No, the Bible says, why don't we encourage others? Sometimes that's all it takes, is just a little, go ahead, you can do it, and give someone that extra little oomph that they need to keep on going. That's a humorous way of looking at it, but I want to tell you that's what it's really like. If we can encourage someone, if we can build them up, how much easier will it be to go to work next Monday? If it's no longer a place of constant battle, but now we just simply give each other a nice word, just a little extra oomph that they need to get through that project, to keep going. How about you even help them a little bit? I think that one of the most spiritual things that we can do is to encourage others, because our God is an encouraging God. Don't take advantage of people while they're down, but lift them up. Help them out. That's why the writer of Hebrews said in Hebrews 3:13, he says, but encourage one another daily. How often? Daily. How often? Daily. Every day that ends in Y, you should be encouraging someone. All the time. All day, every day. Be encouraging people. Constantly. Be encouraging people. Because the Bible says, encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. If you would like someone to come beside you and encourage you, if you would like someone to come beside you and give you that extra little bit of energy that you need, let's start by showing that to others, because others need that as well. Every single day we should be a tool of God, to be a voice of encouragement to other people. That's why I've implemented this rule. As soon as I think something, I'm going to act on it. I used to just, and when I say I used to, it was just a few weeks ago because I just decided this recently. I used to think things all the time. Well, I still think things, don't I? I used to think nice things all the time. Well, I still think nice things. I'm just digging a hole now. I used to think about doing something and not do it. Maybe that's how I should word that. I used to think about doing things like, if I really enjoyed the music one day, I would just think, well, that was cool. And I wouldn't tell Kelly or the other worship leaders, hey, I really enjoyed the music this week. But last week, I text Melinda and Noah. I had their numbers. I said, hey, I really enjoyed the music today. I thought that was great. As soon as I think something, I've decided that I'm going to act on it. Because people can't read my mind. Lucky for you. People can't read my mind, so I need to share that with others. I need to tell them. As soon as I think it, I'm going to say it. As soon as I have this thought, I'm going to send out that text message. I'm going to act on that. That's something I've decided to implement. Because we are to encourage each other daily. We can be a blessing to someone else. Let's turn that thought into a gift of encouragement to others. Every time we think something good, we're going to say it. We're going to text it. We're going to share that. That's why church attendance is so important, because we gather together consistently to encourage each other. Think about a time in your life when you were out of church for several weeks, maybe even months or years at a time. And think about how you just feel yourself kind of slowly going down this slope, because you weren't constantly around people to encourage you and to build you up in the name of Jesus. You weren't around people that would encourage you and give you that extra energy that you need. That's why it's so important. Have you ever gotten a voicemail? Someone just called you and just really complimented you on something, and you listened to it over and over and over again? Have you ever got a text message or a note or a card that someone just said the absolute nicest things, and you read it over and over and over again? I've got an old phone that my friend Ryan in Wilkesboro sent me after I helped him do some work on his house. He sent me the absolute, and I'm not typically a crier, but it almost brought me to tears. He said the absolute nicest things to me, sent me a text message. It's on an old phone, and the phone was deactivated before I could transfer it to my current phone. So the only reason I'm keeping that old phone is because every now and then when I'm really feeling down, I go turn that phone on, and I can go to my saved text messages, and I read those messages. Anybody else do that? You ever got a card that someone just said something incredible? They complimented you like it was their job. And that was what you needed that day to keep going. In November, someone went through the entire building and put these little star notes everywhere. Some for the worship leaders, for myself and Ron, for those that work the cafe, for those that work the sound booth, for those that work the children's area. I've kept this star. It's been on my door because sometimes I come in and I don't feel like doing my job. I come in, I don't feel like a pastor. I come in, I don't feel like I'm even saved some days. But I keep this on my door because before I even turn the key to unlock my office door, I see this little star right at eye level. You know what this star says? It says, thank you, Pastor Gabe. You rock. And I have to say I agree with that. We appreciate everything you do. That may have I don't even know who the person was. Thank you, by the way, if you're still here. That probably took, 3-4 seconds? Just something, just a little note of encouragement. My little buddy Parker, when I lived in Wilkesboro, he was probably 12 at the time. He's 16 now. I've kept this little note. All it says is, "Hey Gabe, it's Parker," with a smiley face. That's all it says. He left that for me whenever I worked in Wilkesboro at Celebration Church. He taped it to my desk. One day I came in and there was a note that just said, "Hey Gabe, it's Parker." And I've kept that note. And I had to untape it from my desk this morning to bring it up here to show you. That's all it says. But that kid has brought so much joy into my life, and he just is an incredible encouragement to me. That's all he did. He took 2 seconds to write. He probably just did it because he was hating life, because he was hanging out there. His dad was the youth pastor at the time. He's probably hating being there, and he just did something to pass the time. Just sent me a little note and said, "Hey, Gabe, it's Parker." But a little encouragement can go so far. And I believe that we are to encourage others daily based on what the Bible says. God wants to use you to encourage others in the same exact way. Encourage one another daily so we're not hardened by sin's deceitfulness. The author of Hebrews said this also in Hebrews 10:24. He says, "Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds." Look at the person beside you and say, "I'm going to spur you." I'm kidding. That's odd wording, but here's what it means. Let us just encourage each other. Let us keep each other going. Let us continue to boost each other up because we need it, because we are constantly surrounded by negativity. Think, how can I encourage someone around me today? How can you encourage others to be more generous, to be more bold, to be more encouraging to others? He says, "Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together." That's church attendance and small groups. Not giving up on that, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. And that's simply just looking forward to the day of Christ returning. We're to be encouraging each other daily until Christ comes back. We all need encouragement. I need encouragement. Therefore, we're going to give encouragement. If we think something good, let's share it. The second thing that we're going to do is this. We're going to encourage others spiritually. To be a voice of encouragement to others spiritually. Someone at work has a good they did good work on their project. You say, "Hey, that was great. You did a good work on that." Someone redoes their house. You can say, "That was great. I love the color of paint that you picked out." You can encourage each other and just compliment each other all day, but let's take it a little step further. Somebody gets a haircut, you can say, "Hey, I really like your haircut," even if you have to lie, because the dude stuck with it for 6 weeks. Just give him this one, all right? But let's take it a step further. I did not just give y'all permission to lie, by the way. Let's not end it there. Let's take it a step further with spiritual encouragement. Romans 1, verses 10 through 12 says this, "God, whom I serve in my spirit in preaching the gospel of his Son, is my witness how I constantly remember you in my prayers at all times. And I pray that now, at last, by God's will, the way may be open for me to come to you. I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith." Whenever we're around people, we want to help them grow strong in the Lord. We want them to be strengthened in their faith. We want to bring them a gift with our words and with our heart and the presence that helps them grow strong to the Lord. He's saying, "I want to encourage you in the faith. I also want to be encouraged by your faith." When we take that a step further, other than just a simple compliment, it can be something like, "Man, I love the way that you love your family. It blesses me. It makes me want to be a better man of God. When I see you worship, when I see you lift your hands, you have such an intimate relationship with God that it stirs me to want to have the very same thing. You invite so many people to church. You love to reach out to people. You make me want to be more evangelistic. I love that you're so authentic and transparent. You just take it to that extra spiritual level. You can even take this with your kids. You can not just encourage them by compliments and say, when you're at the soccer game, you can just say, hey, that was a great goal. You did a great job. Take that step further and say, you scored. That was a great game you played. Man, God has really given you a gift. Just take it another spiritual level to encourage each other. What you're doing is taking something normal and you're bringing a God element into it. And you're encouraging them spiritually. We encourage each other daily because Satan discourages us again and again and again. But if we continue to lift each other up, we're lifted up at the same time. We don't just encourage them to be a better person, but we encourage them spiritually. We want to come and strengthen you in the things of the Lord. We want you to strengthen us as well, Paul says. Three of the most spiritual things that you can do: encourage others daily, and encourage each other spiritually. And the third thing may surprise you just a little bit, but hang with me. One of the most spiritual things that you can do is also to encourage yourself in the Lord. In fact, let me show you in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. This is a very powerful example of this. Now, the context here is David is very depressed. David feels like he has opposition all around him. Just like Paul said, there's conflict on the outside, fear on the inside. This was David's situation right now. There was trouble everywhere around him, fear on the inside. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, starting in verse 6, it says this, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him." You think you've had a bad day. People aren't trying to kill you with rocks. "Because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God." He encouraged himself. Now that sounds a little odd at face value, doesn't it? How do you encourage yourself in the Lord? Does that mean I go crazy and start talking to myself? I do it all the time and I think I'm all right. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Every now and then you just need to encourage yourself, because if other people aren't going to do it for yourself. When the voices of discouragement tear you down, just say, "I encourage myself in the name of the Lord." When there's trouble on the outside, when there's fear on the inside, my God is an encourager of those who are discouraged. So I encourage myself in the Lord. Some of you may say, "Well, I'm not a preacher." Well, just get your preach on and just start, and something good's bound to happen sooner or later. Just start boosting yourself up and say, "I have the faith for this. My God will supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory. If my God is for me, who can be against me? My God says that I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. My God is working all things together for the good of those that love Him. What the devil meant for evil, God means for good. My God is going to stick it to the devil. Whatever he wants to tear down, God is going to build up." Y'all can jump on board anytime here. You can say, "Greater is He that is in me than he who is in the world, because my God is an encourager. He gives strength to the weary. He gives power to the weak. He gives hope to the hopeless. He brings peace to those that are surrounded by war. He gives victory to the defeated." How are you being quiet right now? "He gives healing to the sick. He brings people from darkness to light. My God brings life to those that have no life. He loves to encourage those that need encouragement." Sometimes you just got to boost yourself up with that and say, "I'm encouraged in the Lord because that's who my God is." I preach some of my best sermons in the shower. I can just talk for days in the shower. Man, I got hot water going. Sometimes the water's done gone cold before I even done anything, because I'm just in there just praising God and just preaching some of the best sermons I ever did. Those walls been saved so many times. It's ridiculous. Because God loves to encourage those that need encouraged. That's who our God is. Not some holy, righteous God that tells you everything you do wrong and that you should be condemned for this. No, that's not who my God is. My God is a loving God. Once we ask forgiveness for that, the Bible says that He has separated our sins as far as the east is from the west, to be thrown into a sea, never to be remembered ever again. That's who my God is, because religion will tell you that you're condemned, that you're not good enough. But a relationship with God through the name of Jesus, through His perfect sacrifice at Calvary, that is what we live on. That is the encouragement that we need. That is the God we serve. That is the God that loves us and loves to encourage us. Sometimes you're just going to have to preach to yourself and say, my God's going to work this out. I don't know how. I don't know when. I don't know where. It seems like there's no way at all. But my God is going to work this out because that's who He said He is. Remember last week, Pastor Ron told us, we don't base on what we know, but it was based on what we feel, but what we know that God says. I told you, there's some days I walk in here, I don't feel like being a pastor. I don't feel like I'm even saved. I don't feel necessarily like hanging out with teenagers. I don't feel like going and visiting someone. I don't feel like checking up on connection cards. I don't feel like all that. But it does not change the fact of what God says. My feelings are irrelevant. It's based on what the Bible says. And the Bible says that my God is an encouraging God and He loves us. We just have to tell ourselves, I don't know how, but my God is going to work this out. I heard of a really cool idea this week that I'm going to try to do. I hate journaling. It's a really good spiritual discipline, but I'll just be honest with you, I hate doing it. I'm not a writer. I can talk, paint off of walls, but I can't write to save my life. I can talk for days, but you give a pen, I just can't. I'm not a writer. But I'm going to try really hard to implement this. I heard about a 5-year journal. This is how it's set up. Basically, you just put out like four, I'm burning up here. You put like 4 or 5 lines on a page. You have like 1 or 2 pages for, let's say, October 20th. October 20th, and every set of lines is a year. So this year, on that day, you write down what's happening. Here's what I'm struggling with. Here's what's happening. Here's the prayers that are on my heart. Here's what my family's dealing with. Then you go the next day to the next one. Well, next year, when October 20th rolls around again, you write down what's happening that year. And you can look back and say, 1 year ago today, this is what I was dealing with. 1 year ago today, this is what my prayer need was. You know what? God answered that prayer. God brought me through it. At the time, I had no idea how it was going to happen. At the time, it didn't even look like there was a way out. But God brought me through it. That's one way that you can encourage yourself, is just to think back, look back at what God has brought you through, and you can see His faithfulness time and time again. We encourage others daily. We encourage others spiritually. But I think it's so important to encourage ourself in the Lord. I believe there's someone here today, someone who specifically needed to hear this. Someone who you walked in today very heavy with voices of discouragement. You walked in not knowing if you'd even be able to roll out of bed this morning, but somehow you had the strength to. Somehow you're able to do it. There's constant voices of discouragement in your life saying, you're not going to make it. You can't get it done. There's just not enough of you. You're never going to get through this. Your kids are going to continue going the wrong way. You're always going to be struggling financially. Your health is not good, and it's going to get even worse. You're never going to have this, and on and on and on and on the voices of discouragement and negativity go. You feel like you have trouble on the outside and fear on the inside. What do? You embrace the truth that we serve a God who encourages those who are discouraged. As God starts to encourage you spiritually, then what? Well, now you become a gift of others and you begin to encourage them spiritually. You begin to lift them up, not tear them down, but we all begin to lift each other up because we need it. Every time we think it, we'll say it. We'll encourage others. We'll encourage them daily and spiritually. And we'll encourage them to strengthen their faith in the things of God. You can take something just normal, something trivial, and turn it into a spiritual aspect to make them point their eyes and their heart back to God. When you get down, what do? Where do you go when you get discouraged? Do you go to friends that you know are going to tell you what you want to hear? Do you go Google what's happening to others in the world that face the same problem? Do you see what the latest New York Times bestseller has to say about it? Or do you, number one, go to the Word of God, who is with this book, is without fallacy, without error? You go to that first, and then put yourself around others that you know are going to encourage you in the Word. Whichever side you're on, I want to encourage you today to know that you can begin that today. Maybe in the past, when you feel discouraged, when you feel down, when you feel like you have no way out, you've gone to all the wrong avenues. You haven't encouraged yourself spiritually, and you haven't been building each other up. The good news is that can start today. The good news about Jesus is He accepts you exactly as you are, but He loves you too much to leave you that way. And if you feel like, I haven't been doing that, I know I have a relationship with God, but I haven't been doing that, I know that I need to change something, well, it can begin today. Because as we say time and time again, nearly every week that Ron or I stands on this stage, we say that if you just take that one step towards God, if you just take that one step in discipleship, you just take that one step in looking more like Jesus today than you did yesterday, look where you'll be a year from now. Look where you'll be 2 years from now. If you just start with that step today and say, I want to encourage others. I know what God's done in my life. I know that Jesus has radically changed me, and I want others to experience that same thing. And I know that whatever God has done in my life, He can do the same thing for others, because everyone around us is hurting. Everyone is hurting. We've got people here in our very own church that have been in the hospital all week or have been facing death, have dealt with death recently, have financial issues, have marital issues. Don't just tear people down and say, well, I saw that coming. Well, I could have told them that. They just asked me. I could have told them. Let's build each other up. Let's pray for each other. How much stronger will our church be a year from now? How much stronger will we be a month from now if we say, today, we're going to build each other up. We're not going to tear others down. We're not going to kick you while you're there. We're going to build you up, because that's what the Bible says to do. I think if we'll purpose today to make that happen, even next week, this place won't even look the same, and probably won't even be able to contain what's going to happen in here. If we say today, I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to encourage myself, and I'm going to encourage others. Because whatever I've experienced in my life, I know that God can do the same thing in their life. Would you bow your head to pray with me? As the band begins to come to play a time of response, before I pray, I just want you to keep your heads bowed. And as you just reflect on this time, I'm not going to keep saying it over and over. I'm just going to leave it at that. I just want to encourage you today to be an encourager. Whether it's someone in your home, someone that you work with, or some random stranger, let's decide today we're going to be encouragers. Let's lift each other up. Because the Bible says that we're to encourage others daily, so that we don't get caught up in sin's deceitfulness, so that we're prepared for the day of Christ's coming. Let's build each other up. Church, our God is an encouraging God. And if you want to know a way that you can look more like Jesus tomorrow than you did yesterday, start encouraging others. Give that kind word. Holy Spirit, I pray that you have your way in the remainder of our time together. Father, I've spoke today the best of my ability with what you've given me. But God, I pray that my words were not heard, but yours. And Father, your words be what leaves a permanent imprint on our hearts. Holy Spirit, have your will and way in this time of response. Move on hearts and change us because of your love for us, because of your power, Jesus. We ask all of these things. Amen.